Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
27260.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Avis Washington.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
707 Hilltop Street, High Point, North Carolina, 27260.
Thank you for that. I'm waiting on this to load here. One moment. And thank you for that. So I do see here that you were charged this with on June 11th. It was $7.95, and that was for your free gift, the KitchenAid. So that was strictly just the shipping for your free gift. And then you were charged the membership fee of $56.95, and that got you a $125 gift card to the online store that's called FactoryDirectSaving.com.
They didn't tell me they were signing me up for a membership. I want to cancel that, and I want that money put back into my account, please.
Okay, well, I understand completely. So I'll be more than happy to go ahead and get this canceled for you. So when the shipping was paid for that KitchenAid, it did state there in the terms and conditions about the $56.95 charge and that it would be for that $125 gift card to that online store. So it is a valid charge with you agreeing to the terms, but what I can do for you as a courtesy is a 35% refund, and you'll still have access to that $125 gift card.
I don't want the gift card.
Okay. So the most that I can do with it being a valid charge is 50%.
All right.
So I'm going to go ahead and do that 50% refund for you now, and it can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect in the account. And again, this has already been canceled to ensure you don't receive any further charges. And was there anything else that I could assist with for you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
Thank you. You do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.